I'm definitely not sticking around for that.
I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Texter writes, Shaq and his butt bumped the defender away and dunk it would be another. You know, the best example of that in history, do people remember that when Shaq dunked over Chris Dudley? That was the most insulting dunk in history. He literally drove him off the court after he yoked in his face and went right through him. Dudley was still like hanging on him, and O'Neal just shoved him to the ground, drove him about 20 feet. Dudley wound up where the crowd was sitting down. And then the funniest thing, you know, that old add insult to injury kind of deal, Dudley got up and threw the basketball at him. Like that was good.
Oh, he did?
Like that was going to do. Whatever, in that brief moment in time, whatever testosterone manhood Dudley had left in him was all taken away. That was as bad as it gets. The O'Neal just yoking right in Chris Dudley's face like he wasn't even there. And it's exactly what Texter 539 describes, the butt bump thing. He just backed him down. There was nothing Dudley could do, and then he just went right through him. And when Dudley was still sort of trying to hang on to him, then he just discarded him and threw him like 20 feet. And Dudley wound up on his butt over where the crowd was. And that's when he found the basketball.
That's when he decided to throw the basketball.
and that's the funniest part of all. It was like the little kid move. It was just like, and Dudley wasn't a small guy. Dudley was 6'10 and strong, you know, probably 6'10, 260 and strong. But he was a flea. He was a flea compared to Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaq treated him as such. The second that texter wrote me that's the first thing I thought of was O'Neal dunking over Dudley. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Okay. Hey, I'm doing good, Walt. I just want everybody out there to know that Walt knows what he's talking about. Everybody, you know, listens to him on the football deal and talks about how good he is at football. Well, he knows basketball better because everything he's telling you is the truth. I didn't get to see Wilt play, but I watched film on him, and Wilt was Michael Jordan at 7 foot, you know, three or whatever. He was more athletic than Jordan. People don't realize that. He probably had a higher vertical, more athletic, quicker. He was just a freak, and there'll never be another Wilt Chamberlain. There just never will be. I mean, it's impossible.
Hey, by the way, Greg, Texter just wrote that he just looked up that O'Neal dunk over Dudley, and he said hilarious. Yeah, I thought you would find it that way. But you know, Greg, yeah. I mean, you're right about Chamberlain. What people don't understand is, you know, all the time people talk about, well, the athletes always get better. They always get better. No, they don't always get better. There's never been an athlete at the center position other than Bill Russell who was a comparable athlete to Chamberlain. And if you don't understand it, Chamberlain is credited with having a 50-inch vertical leap. Now, that may be a little bit much, but I can show you still photos of Chamberlain up in the air, and you tell me how high he is. And
I've seen some old footage, and he's definitely up there that high.
Well, and here's the thing. He bench pressed 500 pounds, and this is when no one was bench pressing anything at this time. So he bench pressed 500 pounds. He was a tremendous leaper and athlete. He was a 6'9" high jumper, as was Bill Russell. He won the Big 12 high jump. This was before the Fosbury flop was ever invented. So there was no technique at all involved. In other words, he was just he basically just said, "Oh, go jump over that bar," and he did, and he cleared 6'9". As did Bill Russell. You tell me one center in today's game who can high jump 6'9".
There's never been a center that can hang with Wilt Chamberlain, including Shaq or anybody else. He would totally abuse anybody. Russell was the only person that could ever even stay on the court at the same time. And he was not near Wilt's size. He was a short man compared to Wilt, but he was just had the game, you know. But, you know, like Michael Jordan, I'm a Michael Jordan fanatic. I've read all his books. He tried to emulate Dr. J a lot. A lot of people don't realize that. All of Michael Jordan's dunk moves and all that stuff, he learned from watching Dr. J. I mean, people may not know that, but he wanted to be Dr. J when it comes to taking the ball to the hole. And the three greatest moves I've watched, and I didn't get to watch the old guys play, so I can't comment on them, was Hakeem Olajuwon's fadeaway from the side was unstoppable. When he was on, it could not be blocked by anybody. Michael Jordan, when he developed the fadeaway, you know, jump shot, three-pointer, whatever, it was unstoppable. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's skyhook was unstoppable. Those three guys right there, when they were on with their best shot, they were unbeatable. You could not stop them, period. And I'm sure Wilt was unstoppable, period. I mean, the guy scored 100 points. What more do you want? I mean, it was crazy. But I love to hear you talk about these old guys, Walt. I love basketball, but just don't seem to be the same like it used to be. And I can tell just by listening to you, you cherish the game and you understand it, and it makes me feel good to listen to you. And I appreciate you bringing those old guys back. Thanks a lot.
Texture 360 says Big 8. That's true. It was the Big 8. When Chamberlain was in it, it was the Big 8. It was the Big 12 today, obviously. The guy was, by the way, someone else wrote me and said, wasn't he also a pro volleyball player? Yeah, he was. Chamberlain was an unbelievable athlete. Yeah, at one point, he was even screwing around with fighting Muhammad Ali. And then Ali threw a couple jabs right at his face stopped like a millimeter from his chin. And Chamberlain decided maybe that's not the best idea. Just because you're tall and a super athlete doesn't make you a fighter. Remember Ed Too Tall Jones, who played for the Dallas Cowboys? He was 6'9", and when he hung it up in football, he tried to get into boxing.
He did.
Oh, he was the worst. He was the worst freaking boxer. I mean, they had to work to find the tomato cans they put up against him. I mean, they were trying everything they could to get that guy a winning record and trying to promote him as a boxer. He had no skills whatsoever. How he ever wound up in a boxing ring is beyond me. Texas says, any shot that Bird took when he was PO'd. Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, ask the Hawks that night when he scored 60-plus on them. Chamberlain was... I mean, even today, things have changed a little bit recently because of the rule changes in the game, which has made it so much easier for guys to hit the 50-point mark. But forever, more than 50% of all the 50-point games that were ever scored in the history of the game were scored by Chamberlain. And even today, he holds all those marks. He holds most of the games over 70, most of the games over 60. And of course, the only game of 100. Guy averaged 50.4 points a game for an entire season. Dexter, JD Ramona in Greenville says, wasn't Will Chamberlain in a Bruce Lee movie doing kung fu? Nay, nay. No, he was not. But you're warm.
Somebody did
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
He was in the airplane.
Yeah, Kareem. Right? It was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with Bruce Lee in that movie, and Jabbar was actually one of Bruce Lee's students. In his original backyard studio, Kareem Jabbar was actually one of Bruce Lee's original students. So how about that? You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-767, 654-767. I haven't yet touched on the scandal story, which I want to get to. But before I get to that, I have to find something that I saw the other day, because this is going to explain a lot to a lot of people. My finding, what I'm looking for right now, Ramona, is going to be completely dependent on how prolific Ian Rappaport is as a tweeter. And my concern is he looks extremely prolific, because this was a tweet I saw the other day, and dude is tweeting like every 30 seconds. I'm looking. Let me take Dave here, and I will try and find this as I speak to Dave. Dave, I appreciate you getting in. What's on your mind?
Sure, Walt. I've got a story. I think it kind of fits the general context. I saw a couple of football players down at Fike back in the 80s, legendary players. And I was watching Wayne Simmons, 240 pounds,
yep,
taking this pretty good-sized white guy, about 6'2", and he was throwing him around like a rag doll, just brutalizing him, just being a bully. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, one of these days you're going to run into somebody you can't handle. It may be 10 years down the road, but I'm telling you, I hope I'm there to see it. Well, guess who walked in the gym and got picked up by the other team next? Chester McLaughlin. Guess who covered Wayne Simmons? Wayne Simmons found out what it felt like, because all of a sudden Wayne is the one getting thrown around like a rag doll. The next game, it was beautiful. I wish we had video cameras back then. It would have been sensation. And just to tell you how good a ball player I was probably in my 30s, a slow white guy. We were down there the next end of the summer, and there weren't but a couple of courts. You know, it's pretty fairly empty, and the end court ended up a game about the time the middle court, where, of course, all the football players played in the middle court. And we're both walking off the court, and I noticed Chester looks over at me. He's hollering and pointing, and I'm thinking, who in the world is he calling? And there's nobody around me, and he's pointing at me. And I said, me? Yeah, come on. I said, man, I'm a lot better than I thought I was. He obviously saw me play. So I go walking over that center court. You know, I figured they lost a guy too. And he said, all right, man, who's on the team? He said, oh, no, man, I picked you for the other team. let me tell you,
great.
I wasn't that good. But that next game, He regretted not picking me, because I harassed him. I poured out every bit of energy I had in my body.
That's hysterical. That is a great story, Dave. I appreciate you sharing that. And Chester was a bad man. Chester, you know, when and rest in peace. But when he was motivated, he was absolutely unblockable, and that includes on the pro level. You know, he had a career that was very sort of similar to Albert Haynesworth at the pro level. When he was motivated, he was the best defensive tackle in football. But that was always the question, though. But he was a tremendous player and just a super powerful athlete, and by all accounts, actually a really good guy too.
Yeah, he sure is. He sure was, especially towards the end of his career. He had a life-changing experience and made him an even better person. But anyway, thank you for letting me tell my story.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Great story.
Sir.
North Star Tiger, I'm coming to you in a minute. I'm still looking for this stupid Ian Rappaport tweet. This is something that people need to hear, and I saw it the other day and didn't have a chance to get to it. And, of course, I can't find the stupid thing. I didn't know the guy tweeted every 5 seconds. I thought I'd be able to just scroll down and find this thing. What's the date? I'm already back to, I'm back to March 10th. You know, when you're looking for something like this, Ramona, you get to the point of, you get to the point of wondering whether, oh no, did I miss it and pass it? I still don't know. Let me get North Star Tiger in here. North Star Tiger, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very good, Walt, good. And I hope you are.
I appreciate you getting in.
Yes, but just to add a little bit more on to Wilt Chamberlain, you know, he had a stint with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he came to Greenville.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To the, yeah, I saw him when I was a kid, and I was so wanting to see the Globetrotters. I was there on the first day of ticket sales. That's before you could go online and buy tickets, naturally. And so I had a seat on the floor. And you're right, that guy could fly. He could fly. If any human being could fly without wings, he could, because he could really get off the floor. And they showcased that at the time. That's when Abe Saperstein was coaching the Globetrotters.
You know,
and
you know, when you go back and you watch the film of him at Kansas, for example, before he even went to the pros, and even in his early years in the pros, he ran the court like a gazelle. I mean, you're talking about a 7 foot two guy who was just so freakishly athletic. And so you're 100% right. I'm sure that was the case.
Yeah, and his nickname with the Globetrotters was Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Yep.
And I got every one of their autographs back then outside. I waited for 2 hours outside the auditorium, and it was dark. And I got every autograph of the Harlem Globetrotters plus the coach back.
Now, who was the point guard then? Was it Marcus Haynes?
Yes.
Okay, so this was prior to Curly Neal, right?
I don't know. I believe
because I think Marcus Haynes preceded Curly Neal, and so this was also then prior to Meadowlark Lemon, right?
No, Meadowlark was there.
Oh, he was on it. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How about that?
You know, he was a kid favorite anyway.
Oh yeah.
And I have never seen anybody get off the floor and sky like that man could.
Thank you, North Star Tiger. Love that story. Appreciate
and
that.
You have a great day. You too. And keep everybody safe down there.
Thank you, North Star Tiger. Tester asks, is there anyone in the NFL currently that's the greatest of all time? Yeah, Brady. Anyone else that's the greatest of all time? No. No. And now I'm thinking about it right off the top of my head. I would say if I was putting together an all-time NFL team, the only guy playing today who would be on the first team is Brady. We'll take a quick break. I have found the Ian Rappaport tweet I was looking for. This tweet is just so fascinating to me because it is so freaking wrong. I mean, it just can't be any more wrong. And the reason this is interesting is going to be apparent when we reflect on what was said about Deshaun Watson last year at NFL, or last time around at NFL Combine. What was said about Deshaun Watson. We'll get to this in a minute. Quick break.
This Wednesday night, the Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to host Coastal Carolina in an important midweek contest. The pregame show will begin at 5:30 p.m. with first pitch at 6 p.m. right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every minute of Clemson baseball as the road to Omaha continues. Right here in the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
S.H. Carter Development, Inc. is a family-owned construction and demolition company located in Greenville, South Carolina. The last name of Carter is directly associated with quality construction, and with over 50 years of experience, S.H. Carter Development, Inc. strives daily to meet the expectations that are associated with the family name. S.H. Carter is a licensed general contracting firm that specializes in demolition and roll-off container rental in the upstate South Carolina area. S.H. Carter prides itself on honesty and integrity to achieve a high standard of work. S.H. Carter, Inc. With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Why Crute LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crute LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crute LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crute LED today at 864-401-8156 and put us to work for you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
New Vicks VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these new Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow, these VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling VapoPower rush. It's like... Yes, yes, I don't know where that's coming from, but yes. Vaporize sore throat pain with new Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table.
Walt Steptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I don't even know how we got in this conversation, but it's been interesting. People have been engaged, still are. I want to get this Ian Rappaport tweet. I know I have the scandal of the century to get to. That's still coming, pending. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides right across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts, burns, none of that stuff. This is a Harry's shave. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. Listen, here's what these big companies do. They start adding these ridiculous things to their razors. They play music. They have flex balls or vibrating heads or hands that look like spaceship, none of which has anything to do with the balance inherent in a good shave. They're tacked on just to add to the price. Harry's knew there was a better way. They were sick of paying for gimmicks. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel and ground it into the sharpest blades. And the rest, as they say, is history. You benefit from all that now. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. I just don't understand why you would not jump on this. If you haven't tried Harry's, male, female, do this. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I say it's the way this deal works. All right, I have found the Ian Rappaport tweet. Let me get Mike and Anderson in here first. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well. I hope you are.
I am. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. On the several comments and a question on the historical stuff you're doing, the gentleman that was talking about Chamberlain when he played for the Globetrotters, did Will play for the Globetrotters before or after the NBA? Because I do remember it, but I don't remember the chronology of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about that too, and I am not 100% certain of that either. I think he played before, but I'm not 100% certain of that. In fact,
hey,
you know
Will,
I'm going to look that up.
Wondering if maybe it was before the NBA, if integration had not yet been achieved in the NBA. I could be way off, but I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, I'll look that up, Mike, because I can't honestly recall that myself. I know he played for them, but I don't recall the timeline.
Okay, on the second point on the you were talking about Bird going off on the Hawks for 60 or 61 or whatever. I don't know if it's the same game you're talking about. It's a long time ago. I lived and worked in Metro Atlanta in the early to mid 80s and used to go to the Omni a lot and went everywhere, the Falcons, the Braves, the Omni to see the Hawks, blah blah blah. And it was 84 or 85, I'm pretty sure, and the Celtics came to town. There was always a packed house, a raucous crowd. And Bird that night either went off for 50-something or 60-something.
Yeah, it was that game.
And Wilkins had...
Wilkins was
in like the high 40s or something. But late in the game, in the fourth quarter, Dominic Wilkins went to the free throw line for 2 free throws. And Bird did something. I remember there was a fracas from the fans about... He called timeout, but they didn't charge a timeout. He walked away from the foul line or from the lane and turned around and hitched his jersey up. And then when he turned back around and was walking back towards the free throw line or his lane, he put both hands around his neck like chokey choke or whatever. And I'm serious.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember if Wilkins made the free throws. I used to enjoy an adult health beverage back then, so I don't remember. I don't remember for sure, but I've seen a lot of pro sporting events in my lifetime, pro and college, and that is one of the most enjoyable games I ever saw. They used to, when the Hawks were good or pretty good, and the Lakers or the Celtics or whoever was leading the pack back then came to town, you could expect a packed house and the fans got into it.
Oh, yeah.
And basketball is just not like that to me anymore. Yeah. And I just wondered if it were that game. But
Mike, before I get to your other question, here's the answer. It's as I thought it was. After his junior year of college, Chamberlain joined the Globetrotters in 1958 and continued playing with them in subsequent years during the NBA offseason. Couldn't do that today.
Okay.
He was part of the legendary team that played in Moscow, Russia, as a gesture of goodwill. So, he started in 1958 after his junior year of college.
Okay, okay, that's good to know. And again, final point, and I'll hang up and listen to you. Dang, I forgot what it was now. Oh, on the basketball thing. North Carolina State and David Thompson, and you've talked about him numerous times since you've been doing your show. And you asked the question earlier, what were your favorite memories of the tournament?
Yeah.
And I was like a senior or junior in high school, and I remember David Thompson. I worshiped the ground the dude walked on. I thought he was the greatest thing I'd ever seen, except I had already seen Bill Russell and John Havlicek play, so he was maybe third or right in there with him or whatever.
Right.
But you said they were 57-1 over a two-year period. Did they lose to the to UCLA in the semifinals?
They did.
The year before? Okay,
yeah.
And that's where the one loss would
right.
be? Okay. And then weren't they put on probation immediately after that, Norm Sloan?
They were put on probation. Yeah, they were put on probation, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and that brings me to the question, and I'm not knocking it. I used to love to watch those guys play. Is college basketball now, and Mickey was talking about this one morning a couple of weeks ago, if you look back at UNLV and North Carolina State and Herrick at Georgia and all of these programs that went on probation, is basketball really any different now than it was then, or is it just easier to get caught now? And I'll hang up and listen, Walt.
Thank you,
thanks
Mike.
A lot.
You know, that's a good question. You could probably argue that it's not any different. I would suggest the difference is in the number of people doing things that are against the rules. I think there are more than ever before. And I think some of those schools would be shocking to people in terms of the depth of their involvement and the potential monies that are raised in an effort to secure players. So I think that might be the main distinction. I mean, I think that throughout the course of history, there were always people trying to get over. I just think there are probably more of them. And I also think there are more middlemen in the game than ever before. People trying to make their money off of the game. You know, I think that was always true as well, but I think there are more of those individuals than ever before. And maybe that's what the FBI is attempting to curtail. And now we have this other issue, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But before I do that, here's the Ian Rappaport tweet that was of interest to me. I saw this the other day and I just haven't had a chance to get to it, but I think this tweet is astonishing. First of all, before I say anything, I like Ian Rappaport. I think after Adam Schefter, he is the next made man. I think his information is almost always golden. I know he reported Antonio Brown to Buffalo. I don't think he failed. I think he was reporting what he was being told. I think the deal fell apart when Brown elected not to fulfill its terms. But I don't think that's a fail on Rappaport's part as it's being portrayed. I think he had it right. I think he had the story right. I think he almost always has the story right. I think he does a really good job. Okay, we ready for the butt?
Yeah.
This is dumb as crap. This tweet from March 8th, and here's the thing. I'm not even saying he's wrong. I'm saying that he should have read this, though, and determined that it wasn't right if he knew enough about the talent. And I'm also saying this may speak to why Deshaun Watson tested so poorly in terms of ball speed. Because Ian Rappaport on the NFL Combine wrote this. This is cool. I've got the quarterback speed numbers at the Combine. West Virginia's Will Grier had the strongest arm with a 59, tied with Boise's Brett Rippon. Other top quarterbacks, Mississippi State's Nick Fitzgerald, NC State's Ryan Finley at 57, Buffalo's Tyreek Jackson, Missouri's Drew Locke, and Daniel Jones at 54. Okay. I'm going to play along for 1 minute. That is all wrong. There is no part of that is right. None. Those numbers are not right. All right? As somebody who knows what talent looks like and who watched it, I can tell you with absolute certainty there is no part of that tweet that is right. Now, to be clear, am I saying that these are not the recorded numbers? No, I'm not. I'm saying that if these are the recorded numbers, then the entire system is broken. There is no way on God's green earth that those numbers are accurate. Now, somebody who follows football and has anything, any idea about talent should know right off the top that those numbers cannot be accurate. It's like when Andy Isabella ran at the combine, the numbers came up and said he ran a 4.56. All right. Anybody who knows anything about football knows Andy Isabella is a sprint champion. And the expectation was he was going to run in the 4.3 area. So when he ran 4.56, anybody with a mind knew those numbers weren't right. Something went terribly wrong. Something went terribly astray. There is not a single number in that tweet that is accurate. Now, again, to be clear, I am not saying that Ian Rappaport reported the information incorrectly. Just so we're clear. I'm not saying that somebody who was responsible for those measurements didn't give him this and that they didn't believe it. What I'm saying is 100% wrong. It is utterly laughable. The entire Senior Bowl week, the criticism of Will Grier was his lack of arm strength. The entire Senior Bowl week, scouts, teams who were there, came away complaining about his lack of arm strength. And you're going to tell me that Will Grier recorded the highest ball velocity of all the quarterbacks there? By the way, this isn't even a Will Grier thing. He's saying 59 tied with Boise's Brent Rippon. I watched it. I've watched Brent Rippon his whole career. He throws like an 8-year-old. He has no ball velocity whatsoever. I watched him in the on-field drills. He was constantly bouncing lob passes. You're going to tell me that Brent Rippon recorded a 59 for ball speed and he was tied with Will Grier? And that the worst measurements of that group were Tyree Jackson and Drew Locke? And that they were tied with Daniel Jones? I'm sorry. Did you watch any of this stuff? Tyree Jackson has a howitzer for an arm. He was throwing gas. I don't need your phony measurements. I know who had the strongest arm. I saw it. It's unquestionably Tyree Jackson by a mile. And number two was Drew Locke, also unquestionably by a mile. And you have those two guys tied for last. I'm sorry. There's something broken. Your little gun is broken. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. None of those numbers are right. And now what it leads me to think is this. Okay, if they're not right now, maybe they weren't right when Deshaun Watson was measured either. I'm coming back to this because again, Brian from Central says, that's why true talent scouting goes beyond measurables. Reading the game cannot be undersold. Right. Again, the only thing I wish that Ian Rappaport knew enough about football to know that this information he was given cannot possibly be right. I'm sorry, it's not right. There's nobody who scouts the game of football that would believe a single word of that. When I saw it the other day, actually, I think I heard it. I think I heard a report of it. I don't know. I was like, are you insane? I'm coming back to this in a minute. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
90 days, that's how long it takes for the healthcare program to transform your body and your health. Walt here, and it's hard to believe we're already in March. So 90 days from now is June. 3 months will fly by in no time. Imagine losing a bunch of weight, reversing the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea in just 3 months. That's what the healthcare program does. You just need to book your free consultation at iDareGreenville.com. The HealthDare 90-day program is not a magic pill or hard diet. No gym memberships. You can even eat carbs and fast food. It's a lifestyle change, and it's easy to do. Their health coaching team and education staff gets behind you all the way. They won't let you lose. Book your free consultation with the HealthDare. Dedicate 3 little months to getting back to health. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Make the next 90 days your best ever. Book your free consultation with the HealthDare. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up, swing by City Hall, or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's half marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. And before we went to break, we were commenting on a tweet by Ian Rappaport about ball speed numbers at the NFL Combine. And I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell him in a minute that none of these numbers are right. I mean, again, I'm not blaming him. Somebody reported this information to him. Maybe the numbers were measured this way. I'm not even saying that he's not accurately reporting what he was told or that the system didn't produce these numbers. I'm saying it's simply wrong. The numbers are simply, totally, completely wrong. In fact, there's no way for them to be more wrong. Up is down, down is up. You just don't know what you're seeing or reporting on. Brett Rypien has a wet noodle arm. Right? I don't even think he can throw a football 50 yards. I watched this. All right, I've watched it all year. I've told you about Brett Rypien forever. Even on short throws, he was bouncing lob passes up. Even in the drills, when he's being used to as in wide receiver drills. Will Greer was criticized all Senior Bowl week for his total lack of arm strength. People were eliminating him for his lack of arm strength. And you're going to tell me that the two highest ball speed recorded numbers were Will Greer and Brett Rypien over Tyree Jackson and Drew Lock? I'm sorry, you're wrong. The people who gave you these numbers, they're wrong. You think that Brett Rypien has a better arm than Tyree Jackson? Tyree Jackson was out there throwing laser shots. He has an absolute cannon for an arm. One of the strongest arms I've ever seen. His problem is his lower body mechanics and his accuracy. But you have a system that is telling you that Brett Rypien threw 5 miles an hour, his ball speed was five higher than Tyree Jackson? Or higher than Drew Lock? I'm sorry, that's 100% wrong. I don't need the numbers, okay? Let me rank them for you. Let me help you because this could not be more wrong. You have two other guys at 57, Nick Fitzgerald and Ryan Finley. No, I'm sorry. You're telling me that you think Ryan Finley and Nick Fitzgerald can't throw a football 40 yards. You're telling me you think Ryan Finley and Nick Fitzgerald have stronger arms than Tyree Jackson and Drew Lock? Here's how it works. All right. For whatever reason, Dwayne Haskins isn't even in these numbers. Apparently, he must have been in the 40s. All right. Of the guys. Wait a minute. You're not telling me that you had Haskins recorded lower than these guys, that he didn't even make the numbers. I guess that's what's being said. I guess the inference would be that Haskins. Texas says, could it be camera production on the speed issues? If you're right, this is very interesting. I'm right. You know, I have no idea as to the genesis of the numbers. I can't speak to what went wrong technically. That's not my area of expertise at all. All I can tell you is that these numbers are as dramatically and completely wrong as can possibly be. I mean, they're... I mean, you couldn't make it up to be more back-ass words. They're as wrong as can humanly be. So here's how it would work. And Dwayne Haskins is not here. So he obviously recorded lower than Daniel Jones. Come on, man. All right, here's how it works. One would be Tyree Jackson. By far. The strongest arm. Two would probably be Haskins, slightly over Drew Lock. But those two are going to be close. Those two would be close. Those are the three guys you have at the bottom. Next up on this this list would be... See, now we're in trouble because all the rest of the guys on the list have arm strength that is pedestrian or worse. Next, Next might be Greer, might be Daniel Jones. It's sort of a toss-up between those two guys. And then after that would be Nick Fitzgerald, and then Ryan Finley. And then finally, dead last on the list would be Brett Rypien. They said, then that's tampering with the money involved. That could be fraud. Maybe it's just an honest mistake. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's that the equipment wasn't working. Again, when Andy Isabella ran his first 40, they clocked him at 4.56. So maybe some of the equipment was malfunctioning. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to say that it was. There's no other explanation for this. But there's not a scout on earth who would believe this tweet. Not a scout on earth. Not even the dumbest scout. Find the dumbest scout. There's nobody on earth who would believe this tweet. I am stunned that Ian Rappaport actually went to print with that. I'm stunned that he didn't just look at that and say, man, that's not right. Honestly, even if you're an amateur analyst, you should know that that can't be right. You can't look at 6'7", 249-pound Tyree Jackson, see him out there throwing howitzers, and then put him up against little Brett Rypien, who's lobbing balls like an 8-year-old, and come away saying, well, Brett Rypien has more ball velocity than Tyree Jackson. You can't have it more backwards. Chanticleer John says, I know he didn't throw, but where would you have Kyler Murray? He throws a pretty ball, but no clue if it's strong. No, John, Kyler Murray has arm strength, and it defies his size. It's a little like Mayfield, you know, in that a guy his size shouldn't have the ball velocity and the arm strength. But the chance to see Kyler Murray's arm occurred in the Alabama game in the semifinal, where Murray is forced out of the pocket. He is climbing the pocket. He is moving towards the line of scrimmage, and he stops with his feet parallel. So in other words, no lower body mechanics at all. And just with a flick of the arm, he throws a 57-yard guided missile strike into the end zone for a touchdown. That ball traveled 57 yards in the air with no body mechanics whatsoever. And it was an absolute missile strike. So even though Murray is not big, he has more than adequate arm strength. He would be near the top of the list. But Tyree Jackson would, without question, be first. Randy Wahala says even John Elway wouldn't believe it. Well, maybe he would. Well, maybe he would. But no, seriously, there's nobody, not a commentator, not a scout, not a bad scout, not a stupid team, nobody would believe this. Nobody. Because it's just not right. And so it makes me think back to, you know, when Deshaun was tested, his number came out historically bad. It was said at the time that no quarterback in NFL history has had success with that ball speed number. And yet, when you watch Deshaun throw, he doesn't have arm strength issues at the pro level. Is his arm Patrick Mahomes? No. But can he make every throw an NFL quarterback needs to make? Yes, absolutely. And he's not limited by any alleged lack of arm strength in any way, shape, or form. And so I guess what I'm wondering is, if these numbers are as wrong as they clearly are, were they also wrong then? And maybe that's all it was. Because again, this is as wrong as can possibly be. It can't be more wrong. It's the height of absurdity. I mean, let me put it this way. If you were trying to say the most ridiculous thing you could about the quarterbacks that attended this combine, this is what you would say. If you were somebody who was just intent on hearing himself talk and on creating attention, your 15 minutes of fame, and you came away saying this, like your analysis of what you saw came away saying, well, the strongest arms I saw were Brett Rypien and Will Grier, and the weakest arms I saw were Tyree Jackson and Drew Locke. You'd be a laughingstock. Okay, here's where I'm at with this. I don't believe any of these ball speed numbers, and I will never believe any of these numbers until they are in line with what my eyes see. These could not be, these are totally inverted. They're as upside down as can possibly be. People are asking me, do I remember what Josh Allen's was? I don't. Maybe they had it right at that point. But this, again, I'm a little disappointed in Ian Rappaport. I realize his area of expertise is not scouting. I get that. But you don't need to be a scout to see this. All right? Any amateur at all watching these events and watching these quarterbacks throw would know that that's not right. That everything that is there is 100% wrong. I said another question might be, are they equally wrong for everyone? Well, I mean, up is down, down is up. I mean, they have it completely backwards of the way it actually is. And no, by the way, I'm not talking gray areas, all right? The comparison between like Tyree Jackson and Brett Rypien is like one of the strongest arms ever with one of the weakest arms ever. And somehow these geniuses have come out with numbers that suggest the guy with the weakest arm ever has a higher ball velocity. You want to get in, 654-7627. Tess said last year Allen's was in the 60s. That's where it should be. Allen has one of the strongest arms, maybe the strongest arm I've ever seen. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked geese rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, of course, the chili cheese fries, which Dexter 940 believes us or tells us every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It was our first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
With Total Wireless, we're on the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network. For less than you'd expect. Now we can always...